Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Belief in the hereafter is one of the most fundamental tenets of the Islamic faith. All prophets of Allah in all divine books have proclaimed the advent of this great day, on which man shall be held accountable before the Almighty for all his deeds. A prophet is in fact called a prophet because he prophesies of this great day, and a messenger is called a messenger because he brings forth the message of the advent of this day. What then are the arguments which the Quran cites to corroborate and substantiate the advent of this day? We shall take a look at some of these arguments in this session. The first of these arguments relates to man's awareness of good and evil. On the basis of this awareness, man's own conscience chides him for every evil that comes out of him. It rebukes him, and in fact the Quran calls this process the rebuking self. The reproaching soul within man chides him and rebukes him for every evil that comes out of him. The question now arises that what then is the function and purpose of this conscience if man is to go scot-free for all his deeds? The Quran says that this internal accountability which is found within a person actually is an evidence to that greater accountability which shall one day take place on the Day of Judgment. The second of these arguments which the Quran cites relates to man's own nature, by virtue of which he likes justice and all good values, and hates, abhors, and dislikes all evil values. He may be untruthful, dishonest to others, but he would never like others to be dishonest or untruthful to him. This shows that he has a tremendous liking for what is good and a tremendous hate for what is evil. And also he would like that the fate of a good deed should end up good and that of an evil should end up in evil. However, since a person's deeds do not always reap the results in accordance with what they do, it's the verdict of man's own human nature that a day should come wherein he shall be held accountable for all his deeds, and the good deeds should result in a result which is commensurate with good, and evil deeds end up with what is evil. And the Quran cites this very aspect by saying, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Should we regard the sinners equivalent to the believers? What is this judgment that you make? The third argument which the Quran cites to substantiate the Day of Judgment is the incompleteness and lack of purpose found in this universe. Although there is tremendous order, great symmetry, and profound system found in every speck of this universe, there are certain questions which arise on its very existence. If man just reflects on his own being, he does not know from where he comes from, where he should go, and what is the nature of his own soul and what is his own personality. Similarly, he wants a society which is free from all blemishes. He wants a society in which justice reigns supreme. However, he does not find the society, or seldom find the society to be found on this earth. His own desires want to take him to unboundable heights, to limits which he can cross. However, this he is not able to do so. There are millions of stars and planets which are uninhabited, and by their own existence, unless some of the questions are answered, show that they have no purpose or meaning. Man's own existence entails certain questions. Where has he come from? What is his soul? Where is he to go? Unless and until all these questions are answered, this world would look like the merrymaker, the place of a merrymaker. However, if this world is viewed in combination with the Day of Judgment, then all these questions stand answered. And it is towards this reality that the Quran has said, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And we have created everything in pairs so that you may take heed. Therefore, the pair of this world, or the other member of the pair of this world, is the next. And unless the two coexist, all these questions remain unanswered. The fourth argument which the Quran cites to substantiate the Day of Judgment are the attributes of God, in particular the attributes of providence and mercy, which are evident in every speck of this universe. The Quran says that how can the merciful God leave this world filled with oppression and injustice and not bring people to account who have perpetrated evil and have committed heinous sins? Similarly, this, the whole system of providence which we find around us, we see the sun, the stars, the moon, and everything which has been put to service to man. However, on the other hand, we find no system of accountability in this world. In spite of all these favors and all these blessings, we are not held accountable for many of our deeds. So therefore, the Almighty, while citing His attributes in the Quran, says that the Day of Judgment is a necessary outcome of the of His own attributes, in particular the attributes of providence and the attributes of mercy. Finally, the last thing which we can gather from the Quran regarding the substantiation of the Day of Judgment is the fact that there is a lesser Day of Judgment that we find in vogue in this world in the days of the messengers of God. These messengers of God decide the fate of their nation on the basis of deeds, on the basis of truth, just as on the Day of Judgment, a greater judgment will take place regarding the deeds of men. These immediate addresses of the messengers are taken into account. They are disseminated the truth, and once the truth is communicated to them in its ultimate form, and they are left with no excuse to deny it, they are punished in this very world for their misdeeds. However, those people who embrace faith and profess faith in the messenger, they are given success in this world. And the last time that this event took place, or this lesser day of judgment took place in known history, was in the time of the Prophet Muhammad. These then are the arguments which the Quran cites to corroborate the Day of Judgment. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ